What about the project's defense screens? Can you get to them?
I can do it. When do you need it?
Don't know yet, he said, lighting his cigar. We may want to wait a while.
How long?
Don't know yet, he repeated, eyeing me. Maybe as long as a standard month. Can you handle that? What's your setup over there with those people?
Just let me know. Weiss puffed a couple of irritated puffs.
All right, Crow. Go ahead and play independent. But you may need me later on.
Not likely, I replied coldly.
Okay, damn it, he retorted, stung. Just tell me this much. What do they know about me?
You, I echoed, surprised. Nothing.
Well then, what do you plan to tell them when they find out you've been coming here? Or did you really think there were secrets in a place this small?
I felt my cheeks heating up with embarrassment. I hadn't even considered the problem. Even worse, Weiss could see that I hadn't. But he let it slide.
Tell him we met on Illyri, he pushed on, during your piracy trial.
I sat up. What do you know about that?
I know about it. Saw most of it. Cost me a half term's worth of credits for court tickets.
He smiled then.
But I was there at the end.
Now what the hell was this? Admiration? Damn the bastard. Well, sorry to disappoint you by getting off, I said sourly, which was damned idiotic for me to say. But why the hell not? I was being an idiot, wasn't I? I stood up to leave before I got any worse. Between Weiss's insulting me and admiring me, and my own dazed, thumb-fingered lack of touch, I knew it couldn't get anything else but. I stopped at the door and looked back. Weiss was eyeing me without emotion through the cigar smoke. I had a sudden adolescent desire to shatter that. Tell me, Weiss, how did you and Borgden get together? Is there a regular meeting place for deserters? Weiss frowned. He looked disappointed, as if I had let him down.
We met on Banshee, he answered evenly. A year ago.
A year ago? Weiss, you're full of bull. Banshee was destroyed 2 years ago. He stared, and then instead of looking insulted, he looked amused. A smile began to form at the corners of his mouth.
Destroyed? Is that what they're saying?
The smile became a chuckle, and then a laugh.
Destroyed, eh?
Well, all the ants, anyway, I added lamely. That only made him laugh all the harder. A bitter, knowing laugh. What's so goddamn funny, Weiss? I demanded desperately. He looked at me and stopped laughing, but the smile, now bitter throughout, remained.
Never mind, Jack, he said in a patronizing tone. You wouldn't understand.
I jerked the door open angrily, stopped, barked acidly back. Or care. He only nodded.
Or care,
he agreed reasonably. I went hurriedly out, slamming the door behind me. I made too much noise stomping away to be able to hear it if he was laughing behind me. So bizarre.